During this week's UN Racism Conference in Durban, South Africa, Morning Edition is broadcasting personal stories by people who have experienced racism. Commentator Marie-Lily Surratt left Haiti, where most residents are of African descent, for the United States. She didn't find the kind of welcome she'd expected.
When I was in Haiti, I entered life with hope and courage. As a child, I never knew that discrimination based on color shades could exist among us Haitians. In my working-class community, as recently as the 70s, we innocently referred to a white male as neg, the Haitian Creole word for Negro. We interchangeably used it for men. It was not until I came to the United States with my family that I became aware of racism. I realized that my skin color and ethnicity could determine almost everything in my new American life. Where I would live, what opportunities I would find, which schools or jobs I would get. It was heartbreaking to discover that Americans see everything in terms of race. I was fired from my first job at a fast food restaurant in New York when I was 20 years old. My lack of English relegated me to sweeping the floor, cleaning the counters, tidying after patrons and the like. I did everything I was told, impeccably. During my first weeks on the job, my white boss called me into his office. He did not question my performance, but asked me where I was from. Haiti, I replied. The next day when I reported to work, he told me I was fired. He gave me no explanations. I knew at once that he fired me because I was Haitian. This experience was paralyzing and painful. I remember crying on the train on my way back home, devastated emotionally and financially. I never knew that one's ethnicity could be a reason for losing a job. For a long time, I was afraid to look for work. Socially, I also suffered, thinking that white people here did not like Haitians. I did not venture outside the Haitian community. Even now, it is a struggle for me to trust others and feel accepted by them. Since my experience with that white boss, I've had other white bosses who treated me well and respected me, and I do have good friends who are white. With courage, maturity, and personal effort, I can understand that not all white people are racist. Yet I still receive painful reminders that I'm different. Not long ago, I was at a retirement luncheon when a former colleague who is white approached me. I smiled to express my pleasure at seeing her again. She leaned over and said to me, "You are so black. If you didn't smile, I would not have seen you." When I look around me at times, I cannot reconcile the racist acts that take place here with the democratic ideals on which this country was built. Just in New York, we've seen the torture of Abner Louima and the shooting of Amadou Diallo. It is very difficult for me to view the United States as truly democratic and progressive because minorities like myself are reminded every day in a negative manner that we are different.
The comments of Marie-Lily Surratt, a writer and teacher in Brooklyn.